You're listening to Clouser on Business. Thanks for coming back. I'm Clouser, your host. Glad you're with us today. I have Heidi Bird with me today. She's come out from the other side of the recording equipment to help us with today's podcast. Welcome to the podcast, Heidi.
Thanks for having me, Clouser.
Yeah. So how's life treating you?
It's pretty well. A little busy these days, but that's always in Q4. But other than that, to be expected.
Yeah. So do you like being on this side of the equipment or the other side?
Either one is fine. Maybe the other side.
That's such a neutral neutral answer. You look a little tan in the face. You've been on vacation?
I sure have. It feels like it was only a week ago that I got back, but it feels like a lot longer. Had a great vacation.
Mm-hmm. So I assume at the real job you work at that you get a paid vacation.
I do indeed get a paid vacation.
Yeah. So do you always take it, or are you one of these people that leave some on the table when the year is over?
Well, that's actually a really good question, because in the past, I've had previous jobs where I have not always taken all of my paid vacation throughout the year. It kind of depends, though. Some companies allow you to roll over your vacation into the next year. And so there were a couple of instances maybe 10 years ago where I would roll over some vacation just so I could go on maybe a 2-week vacation the next mm-hmm. year if I had something bigger planned. But now I'm in a current situation where you lose it or you lose it.
So they don't pay you out if you don't take it?
No. So I'm going to try and take all my vacation days this year. Yeah.
You know, what I find remarkable is, and this is according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, that of the 75% of U.S. employees in the private sector, they receive paid time off. Okay. So guess what percentage of U.S. workers do not use all of their vacation days? What would be your guess?
If they have paid vacation through their employer, I'm going to guess maybe 15% don't use them.
That's a little higher than that, really, you know, which is remarkable because if you get paid for taking time off, you'd think you'd use it. But according to an independent study done for Office Team, which is a division of Robert Half, the professional staffing company, they found that 33%.
Third of Americans?
Yeah, leave vacation days on the table.
That's surprising to me.
Yeah, so what would be your opinion or idea on why someone wouldn't take all their vacation?
Well, I know a lot of people who don't take their vacation days, and a lot of it is because they just don't have time. Mm-hmm. Some of it is that, you know, when you do take your vacation, there's just a ton of work to make up. So part of that is, you know, yeah, I'm going to go on vacation, but it's really not that great because by the time I get back, no one else is doing my job while I'm away. So I still have to do it anyway. So that's maybe part of the problem. And I think also, you know, if it depends on kind of the work culture that you have and what sector you're working in, because I know some friends just never take their vacations because they quite simply don't have, or if they do take a vacation, it's more of a staycation where they'll take a day off, but then just have a day at home with their families because it's just too much of a hassle and they're working all the time anyway. You know, it could be a work culture issue as well, where maybe, you know, it's kind of frowned upon, or the boss thinks that you're showing that you're willing to work whatever they say. I hate it when people say this, but 110%. Because you're giving it your all and you're always there and you never take vacation, you know, but I do, the older I get, I mean, I've got news for people. This is not school. You're not in elementary school, and perfect attendance doesn't necessarily mean everything.
Mm-hmm. So you mentioned something there, that you were afraid to come back to maybe a phone desk or someone wasn't going to do, something for you while you were gone. I mean, so Where does that problem lie? Is that your problem for thinking that, or is that a, say, management or a company problem with they haven't cross-trained, or what do we think about that?
Yeah, I definitely think, I mean, there are some things where if you're devoted to a specific, say you're a lawyer and you're on a specific case, and obviously you have a duty to your client to be there to do something for them. So that's one argument that I have a friend who gives all the time. Well, hey, I'm loyal to my clients. I really need to make sure that I'm the person following up with them. There may be some duties where other people or management could help them, you know, file paperwork or write something or whatever. But he always feels that for him, he needs to be there and in correspondence with his clients. So those billing hours are just going to rack up if he goes on vacation, because he's still going to have to do it when he gets back.
Yeah, you don't think the client would understand it, because they do, that you or your cohorts would take a vacation?
I think from my perspective, I'm kind of halfway between there, where I have clients that I think that I definitely need to make sure that I'm serving them well. But at the same time, I feel like if you go ahead and tell people up front that you have a vacation, then people are generally really respectful. And I think the reason for that is, as well, is that your clients go on vacation.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
So they understand.
Your clients go on vacation and they tell you, hey, I'm going to be on vacation for 2 weeks. There's very limited email is the current jargon. So they take them. Back to the survey just for a second. What you said about your work was one of the higher responses. Let me just finish up with that, because according to that survey done by the Robert Half Group, 38% of the respondents said they were saving days in case they needed them later.
Hmm.
So I guess that would work as long as you knew you were going to be able to get them eventually. But
yeah.
In your case, where if it's a use it, lose it deal, then you should take them, I would think. 30% of the respondents said that they were worried about falling behind at work, and maybe that falls into what you were talking about, either falling behind or I'm going to be under a pile when I get back, so what's the purpose?
I really want to respond to 500 emails in my inbox? I mean, for somebody like me, I mean, that makes me feel really overwhelmed. So, it's good to leave it all behind, but you do have to be aware that even if you have an out-of-office message going out, that doesn't mean that that's going to stop emails from coming in. So I understand from their perspective that that can be really overwhelming. And so I'm not surprised really about that finding, that 30% would say that falling behind at work is an issue.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've myself felt personally that in the past has been a big issue for certain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think what I found is clients seem to be more understanding than your own, your own company or co-employees there. Hey, but you know what? Here's a sad, in my opinion, this is a sad statistic from this survey, is that 3% said the reason they don't is their manager would frown upon it. Wow. I mean, how do you respond to that?
Yikes. I don't know if that's sad or more just wow.
I'd like to see how many of those managers they referred to take their vacation.
I'm sure most of them do. Yeah, I mean, that's really disheartening, I guess. I also would think that goes to the workplace culture issue that we talk often about the podcast when you have guests on, about, really trying to provide an environment that is good for employees, that is one that people want to go to work every day, but they shouldn't be not taking vacation out of fear of repercussion or because it's frowned upon. That's really kind of a terrible place mm-hmm. to be put in.
To me, that doesn't speak too much to the...
I'm not sure that I would want to work at that organization, that's the way people were meant to feel.
Mm-hmm.
And I think maybe we can talk about this in a little bit, but I would think that, especially at my current position, they want you to take vacation. So my job, where I am, my organization in the past had a policy where you could carry over your vacation from year to year. But what they were finding was that people either were not using them, and then after, I think it was a period of like 3 years, they had to pay out people for certain vacation. So that's what people were doing. We're trying to just basically get like a week's worth or a week or two extra worth of pay when they finally had to pay them out. But by setting up a vacation policy, people weren't actually taking vacation. They were accruing them to accrue them for either, like you said before, a rainy day, or because they knew that they would have to be paid out eventually. And that's not healthy either, I don't think, for the organization or for the people not taking vacation.
Yeah, because, and for those who live in San Diego, don't save them up for a rainy day, right?
Right.
The rest of us will catch up with that in a second. So, Asa, another question for you. So, Asa, when you take your vacations now, and you've talked about this a little bit already, but so are you one that can just leave that laptop alone, at least, you know, for during the course of a day, maybe check them once a night or something, or not check them at all? How do you deal with that?
Well, that's an interesting question because it's changed over the course of my career. So I think when I first started out in my career, I was not able to leave everything behind, especially when, and when I started, the internet was not necessarily as prevalent as it is now. And we didn't have, not everyone had a smartphone, but I was constantly tied to emails, especially when I used to come into the office really early because I didn't have a laptop, I had a desktop. So the only way I could check my email was by being physically in the office. Not until I had a BlackBerry then did I start going crazy with being able to check it all the time. And that becomes really unhealthy. I would say even 10 years ago when I started taking a week-long vacation every summer to visit, or spring, to visit my sister, we would go to spring training. She lived in Phoenix, had this great place, got excited to go every year because I love baseball. And I would take my laptop with me. And every single day for a good hour or two, I would work. And so finally, this was after maybe 3 or 4 years of me doing the same thing at this same kitchen table, which Katie came to call my workstation. That's my vacation. I had a workstation on my vacation. That's really not healthy. And I didn't even think about that. I just thought it as a normal, like, oh yeah, everybody does this. Well, you know, for me now, I'm happy to say my last vacation I took, I didn't even open my laptop once and kind of wish I had just left it at home.
Mm-hmm. Well, it seems to be something that's changing, and I don't know if it's the demographics of the working population now or the sign of the times with the economic status, you know, in our country here. But in 2005, you know, prior to the economic collapse or the downfall here of 2007 and 2008, same study was indicating that only 21% of workers said they didn't check in with the office. By 2012, that number had changed to 51% saying that they didn't check in with the office during their vacation. So I wonder what would drive that.
I think you're right, perhaps the changing demographic in the work population. I think maybe also people may have learned, like me, that the world's not going to fall apart because you decide to go on vacation. No matter how important you may think you are, the world will still be there the next day. And I also think part of it is that you also learn, if you are one of these people who are on your laptop during your entire vacation, that really, you're not accomplishing that much more. And in fact, you may be inviting additional work. So people know that you're on your laptop. They know that you can, they can get a hold of you. Why wouldn't they? So then I think that also leads maybe to, you're sort of almost like, almost resentful. And you did it to yourself.
Yeah, right. Well, you got to set your own, well, you got to set your own boundaries.
Yeah.
I mean, just like what you said, if you reach out to somebody, then that person's going to think, okay, well, he's, you know, working on his work emails or whatever, she, and so, hey, I'm going to go ahead and ask him about this. And so the person who's on vacation has, like you said, kind of shot themselves in the foot.
Just now, open the box.
Yeah. Now, you know, out of all respect for all everyone who does different things in business, I understand that there's certain people that hold positions with companies and organizations that they're the top dog, or, you know, they're the chairman of the board. They're, you know, they're going to look at this differently. But still, each individual has to find a way to kind of separate it and allow for some relaxation and some refreshment.
So. Yeah. No, and I think that, you know, even our CEO takes vacation. And, you know, you can try to the best of your ability to schedule things outside of the vacation. There's a reason why you plan a vacation, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that you can try and work ahead as much as you can, or maybe push deliverables off, or get them done early, or have them for when you get back. So if you can plan it that way, then I think that that makes more sense. But, you know, even if you have to have like one thing that you need to check in on during your vacation, that's not bad.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just kind of, I think what's most sad, or what's, I guess, what I would not like to do during my vacation is make it like a normal work day for at least 3 or 4 hours a day, because then that's not vacation.
Yeah, the person has got their iPad or something on their lap by the poolside the constant time.
Not a vacation.
It's probably missing out on something. Hey, so when someone doesn't take their vacation, you know, what do you think they're missing when they don't do that?
I think that they're missing out on time to a few things. Almost sort of level set their own brain and just get time to concentrate on other things. Even if it's concentrating on almost nothing, just to kind of give your brain a relaxer a little bit, mm-hmm. and, you know, think about some other things that you may not normally want to think about. I think also for people, at least for the friends that I know, who work a lot of hours, it's a time to really reconnect with your friends or your family or loved ones, whoever you're going on vacation with. It's just kind of a nice time to be together where you're away and you're not worrying about anything else. You're just kind of focused on living and just having a good time. And I think that there's a lot to be said for that because, you know, especially for going back to my lawyer friend, that's the time when he gets to spend having fun with his kids. When he's not there, you know, every single day after school, that's the time he just gets to do nothing but have fun. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's a lot to be said for laughter, and a lot of studies have been shown, you know, what good that does for the soul and the mind and all of that.
I know. I always look forward to not having to get up until 5:18 versus 5 o'clock. That extra 18 minutes a day times the number of days you're on vacation just really goes a long way.
That's the other thing, rest. You know, sleep and rest, I think, is, well, more and more people are coming to understand that that's really important. It's the time that your brain resets itself and repairs itself, and you actually learn and internalize a lot more. And if you're not getting enough sleep, vacation is a lovely time to just let your brain kind of be at ease and sleep.
And you know what's amazing about that, too, is that all of us use a very small part of our brain's capacity. So, I mean, how much rest would you have to have, really?
I don't know.
Okay, check that out. File that with the chickens, okay?
Okay. Okay. Noted.
I think you had an article or something or some research that kind of spoke to this.
Yeah, absolutely. So this comes from a guy by the name of Robert Locke, and he wrote an article called 8 Reasons Why Taking a Vacation Makes You Better at Work. And we'll credit this. He wrote this for Lifehack, their website. It's actually a pretty good website. It has good things to talk about how to kind of live a more enriching life. And I've read a bunch of things from this site before. So 8 reasons why taking a vacation makes you better at work. And I think I can already come up with some of them, but so I'll go into a few and maybe see what you think about these. I love this one. One of the 8 is that your office is not the place for inspiration. And I've seen other studies show this as well, where your brain, when you are relaxed, when you're thinking about other things, it's doing its own thing to think about more creative endeavors or attack a problem differently. You're not necessarily in the office. You're not approaching things the same way. Your schedule's a little bit different on vacation. Maybe you're doing something a little bit more creative, but I think that is, you know, having some inspiration or taking some time off or stepping away from the office makes you want to think about things differently, or you may have an aha moment or say, hey, you know that thing at work that I've been thinking about, or say you're at dinner and having a conversation and you said, hey, you know, I've been thinking about this, and maybe the way that you're approaching things hasn't been necessarily as inspired. So, and I think part of that is not only can that happen when you're on vacation, but it can inspire you to approach things with a fresh pair of eyes when you get back from vacation as well.
I don't know about you, but say for instance, when I go sit behind my desk at the office, I'm surrounded by my responsibilities. I see something over there that I know might be due a month from now, but I know I've got to get that done. And there's several other things there. So those are all takeaways from your creativity, because your brain, whether you'd like to accept it or not, is working on those things somewhere in the back of your mind.
Yeah, it's hardwired to think about them.
Mm-hmm. So what else did this article say?
Another reason why it makes you more productive is that you leave your comfort zone. So that goes back to almost what you were just saying. You're no longer surrounded by those things. You're not just comforted by your little bubble of well, I have piles, so my bubble is a pile of folders around my desk. So without being surrounded by those things,
you're better organized than I am. You have files, I just have stacks.
but no, leaving your comfort zone makes you, again, it kind of goes along with the creativity and maybe the inspiration, but it gets you away from all the things. And that even could mean even maybe some negative patterns that you've fallen into, because maybe you've been, you know, staying until 7 o'clock every single night working on the same things. And getting away, leaving your comfort zone, maybe that allows you to approach things in a different way when you come back. So I'll sort of run down some of these, but this is perhaps not surprising, but your health benefits enormously when you actually take vacation. I wonder why that would be.
I don't know, that fresh air, the pool, the golf, a relaxing dinner. I don't know how that could help your health.
Yeah, maybe all that tension that, you know, kind of like goes straight to your back and your neck from crouching over a computer all day long, if that's what you do, or, you know, even if you're doing other things like lifting all heavy things all day long. I mean, really getting a break and taking a vacation really does help your health. And like I was saying before, too, if you're laughing and you're having fun with people, that just, it actually, they've shown that being happy, it has enormous health benefits that go along with it.
Mm-hmm.
So the next one is giving your brain a break. And we've kind of already talked about this, but kind of just allowing yourself to not think about the same old things, or, you know, be worried about deadlines, or I have to get up at 5 o'clock, you know, just giving your brain some, just a chance to kind of unwind and kind of get back to a reset.
Yeah. It's kind of interesting though, because, you know, we're trying to give our brain a break, and, back in the early technology days, you know, we thought computers were going to be things that were going to help us, you know, just we'd have so much margin time, we wouldn't know what to do with it. And it seems like the technologies now just cause us to work more and more. We have more information at our hands more immediately.
Yeah, I mean, I think originally when people were thinking about typewriters and people were thinking about, you know, having the ability to have the machine do it for us rather than, you know, I'm thinking about, like, you know, watching something like Mad Men in the 50s where, you know, people were writing things out longhand or whatever. Now everything is cut down because of machines or whatever. What that only allows us to do is be more productive. I mean, it means now that I can type out 150 correspondences in one day and do things faster. But that doesn't actually lessen the need for my intellectual property to be included into those various things.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that people have to maybe think more, but they just, because they can be more productive when it comes to output. That doesn't mean that, so this machine that I have that I love, my laptop, it allows me to be productive, but it's not going to create the SPSS syntax for me to spit out the data that I need.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to write the report for my clients. It's not going to do that. My fingers have to type that. My brain has to come up with that. So yeah, it's making me more productive, but, you know, at the same time, it's not doing the work for me.
Yeah. Well, stay tuned, because I'm sure there's some technologies out there. If you think it, it can write it.
That would be interesting.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Interesting and scary on a lot of fronts.
Yes.
Okay. What else you have there out of that?
Everybody needs a change. So changes, changing up your routine, changing up your scenery, that's actually beneficial for everyone. And like we were saying before, you know, being surrounded by your same office all day long, the same things around you, it does get a little bit to be doldrums a little. And, you know, the same stuff over and over again, you need to be a little bit more, have some flexibility, that's helpful.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we're on about 5 or 6 of 8. So doing some networking, that's mm-hmm. maybe another good reason to go on vacation. Do you have any, you know, has that ever been something that you've found on vacation that this will happen?
Well, you know, I'm such a quiet, stick in the mud type of person that socially inept that people just don't talk to me.
Very funny.
I don't go.
Not at all.
I don't go on vacation with that purpose as an intention. However, I always seem to be able to get into a good conversation and meet people from different parts of the country and the world. And I'd have to say this in my, you know, past travels or whatever, whether it's, you know, in Europe or wherever, it seems like you can sit down and talk to anybody if you're willing to ask the right questions and listen to what they hear. But to answer your question, normally if I take a vacation, it's normally just to do all the things you've talked about thus far as getting some refreshment and getting my mind off some things that, you know, bear down. And quite frankly, that's why I love the game of golf, because if you're going to play golf the way it's intended, if you're concentrating on your game, that means you're not thinking about something that's happening back at your office or whatever. But
That's true.
So our listeners can pick up the rest of these points at this was the site this was on was
Lifehack.
Okay, Lifehack.
www.lifehack.com.
And the author's name again was?
Robert Locke.
Robert Locke. So we give credit to him for a fine article that he wrote. One thing before we get out of here today is, unfortunately, you know, the accountant in me and the auditor in me, another reason from a management standpoint that people should be encouraged to take their vacation is when that person or people are maybe off their jobs, this is a good way to detect improprieties and maybe fraudulent activity. Not saying that it's, you know, prevalent in your workplace, but you may want to visit a study done by the accounting firm KPMG. They did it's titled KPMG Fraud Survey, and they list the top 10 internal controls to prevent and detect fraud. And the first one is, and I'll just give you the first one, and you can refer to the article, but I wanted to point this out, is the first one is use a system of checks and balances to ensure no one person has control over all parts of a financial transaction. And then they list underneath there about a dozen or so points to take into consideration. And one of those points is to require accounting department employees to take vacations, because if you have an employee that's doing something they shouldn't, and they have to be off work for a week, 2 weeks, or whatever, it's certainly difficult to hide something like that while they're gone. It's another great reason, too, not in this article, but it's another great reason to cross-train your employees and just occasionally just say, go in one day and tell Susie that Sally's going to do the bank reconciliations at the end of this month and, you know, switch it up. And that will keep... I think things in order for you, and keep your eye on some things not happening. But anyway, well, Heidi, I think we beat the vacation topic to death a little bit. Where's your next vacation going to be?
Not sure yet, but
is it planned?
Not quite yet.
Okay,
but it will be hopefully pretty soon. I've got lots of plans in my mind. I do find, though, that once I actually plan a vacation, I get really excited because I have something to look forward to.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of like the countdown. You know, I like having it out there. So it'll probably be in a couple of months. Looking forward to that again. And you know, getting through kind of the holiday season will be the next thing coming up. And then in the new year, looking forward to maybe making the next vacation plans. Yeah. And I will say one more thing.
Sure.
You don't have to always take a huge week-long vacation or 2 weeks in Europe to have a vacation. I mean, for me especially, it's, you know, a long weekend can sometimes be one of the nicest vacations. So even if it's a small road trip or somewhere that you've just decided to get away, I think you don't have to have some grandiose plans to make it a good vacation.
Mm-hmm. Oh, fantastic. Hey, thanks for the help podcast today. Hey, we're out of time for today. Thanks for being with us. Hope you enjoyed what we talked about today. But just a reminder, you can find us on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, now on Podbean, and at clauseronbusiness.com. Until next time, take care. All for now. You've been listening to Clauser on Business.